Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something a little different.
Yeah, it's a really interesting case study.
We're digging into some data from the website Golf Day Buddy, and we're going to be talking about the Waterkloof Golf Club. It's in Pretoria, South Africa.
Right.
And our mission here isn't just to talk about, hitting a little white ball. We want to see how a place like this can actually help a whole town feel good and get stronger.
Exactly. It's so easy to just see a golf course as, well, a golf course, but the stuff from Golf Day Buddy really suggests Waterkloof is a pillar for like a whole lifestyle.
Okay, so let's start with the land itself.
Yeah.
The source material talks a lot about localization. This isn't just some generic green space that could be anywhere in the world, right?
No, and that's the key. It really embraces the specific land around Pretoria. Golf Day Buddy points out they use plants that naturally grow in South Africa.
Indigenous plants. So that's
Yeah.
not just for looks.
Not at all. It's a huge deal for nature. By using local plants, they save a ton of water. It's designed to fit into the landscape, not fight it.
So it works with the hills and valleys that are already there.
Precisely. The whole layout was planned with the local experts to make sure it flows with the land. It's smart and it's good for the environment.
Okay, so that brings us to the people, the benefits. The source makes a really strong case for how this helps your body and your mind.
It does. I mean, walking on a course with all those hills is great for your heart, obviously.
Sure.
But it's the mental side that's so powerful. Being in green spaces like that, it's proven to lower stress. It's a real escape, a way to find some calm.
But it's not just about being alone in nature. The part I found interesting was about making friends. They seem to be trying to break that idea of the lonely golfer.
Oh, absolutely. They position the club as a third place. It's not your job, it's not your home.
It's that community spot.
Exactly. They run social events, charity drives. They use the game to bring people together for a good cause.
And that good cause helps the town's wallet, too. The money side of this was surprisingly strong.
It's a multiplier effect, really. The club doesn't just hire people to cut the grass, it pulls in visitors, tourists.
But when they visit, they're staying in hotels, they're eating in local restaurants.
Right. So Golf Day Buddy frames the club as like an anchor for other local businesses. It helps everyone.
Okay, but we have to ask, what about the cost? When you hear golf club, you think it must be super exclusive for rich people only.
And that's where Waterkloof seems to be different. The source makes a big deal about their fees being clear and open, no hidden costs.
I saw that. And they have special prices for people who live nearby.
Yeah, which is a really smart way to keep the local community involved. They want everyone to feel welcome.
It looks like they're thinking about the future, too, with kids and families.
For sure. The junior programs are huge. They're not just letting kids play, they're building up the next generation of players. It becomes a place for the whole family, from the course to the restaurant.
So it's the whole package. It's good for nature, good for your health, and it's good for the town's money and community.
It really is. It changes what a golf club can be. It's not just a place to play a game. It's a vital part of the town.
I think that's the main takeaway for me. We sometimes think of these activities as just fun, but this shows how a game can actually build a stronger community.
Couldn't agree more.
So, here's a thought to leave you with. If a golf course can change to save water and make people healthier and happier, what other spaces in your town are being underused? Could your local park be doing more than just being a place to play?
Great question.
A big thanks to Golf Day Buddy for all the info, and thanks to you for listening. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.